Well, I am back in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and at Grand Dunes Golf Club. And joining me for the first time here at Golfers on Golf is Tom Van Hoogen. He is the head golf professional. Tom, welcome to Golfers on Golf.
Well, thank you for having me.
I haven't been on the property in a couple of years, and I saw wonderful things out there today, but I know some of that comes from the work that was done here last summer. You closed the course down for a while. Take our listeners through what it is was done out here at Grand Dunes.
Sure, thanks. Yeah, so it was a four-month renovation, closed down on May 15th, and the initial renovation was for redoing all the greens out here, bringing them back to the original size that they were meant to be in. You know, the course was built 20 years ago. Same with the bunkers. All the bunkers were reshaped, redesigned, and drained, had new drainage on them, back to the original shapes, and even more character to them too was added. Work was done in the clubhouse. It was completely redone in the grill and in the pro shop. So it has a whole new feel to it, more modernized, way more open. It just gives it a whole new look.
And it looks like you did some work for outdoor seating and dining. And a matter of fact, it's so nice. I see former PGA touring professional Charlie Reimer out there taping a show today. And I know Charlie does a lot of stuff in the South Carolina area. It's nice to see him out there. But it looks like they picked a wonderful place to tape their program.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, they really focused on the atmosphere of the clubhouse. You know, they want people not to just play golf and come in and have a hot dog. They want people to go out, come back in and have a great dinner, great lunch, go outside, enjoy it. You know, we have all new outside patio furniture, fire pits, you know, heaters, which we need this time of year, maybe not in July. We won't need the heaters out there. Maybe we'll need to work on some fans or something like that. But really want to get a great feel for the clubhouse and kind of a enjoyable atmosphere.
Well, Tom, let's start with the, before we get into the golf course, let's also talk a little bit about the practice areas, because it seems like they've been touched up a little bit as well.
They have been. Again, all the greens have been brought back to the original size. 40,000 square feet of footage have been brought back to the greens, which they were already big greens. Now you bring them back to that size, and it leaves for a lot of long putts out there. If you're not hitting your iron shots, great. But yeah, the short game area, you know, we have a putting green, a chipping green, and designated bunker area out there. So plenty of places to practice at. The driving range, you know, is a massive driving range out there, plenty of places to hit at. And, you know, it's about 350 yards long. So there's some people that maybe can hit towards the end, not me, but some people can.
Well, Tom, I'll tell you what really jumps out at you when you look at the golf course is the bunkers, and the sand seems to be a little whiter and brighter now than it was in the past, but it really gives some pop when you stand out there on the tee box and you're looking and trying to figure out where to hit your golf ball.
That's right. Yeah. So all bunkers, greenside bunkers, fairway bunkers have all been redone. And it was quite a process to see it, where they go out and they can dig them out and they put in a capillary bunker system, which involves, you know, concrete that's porous so water can pour through it, and they can maintain the sand and even quality. Everybody can be discouraged if you go into a bunker and either you have tons of sand or no sand and you can scull it over the green. These are meant to have consistency to them. But with the new sand, it's nice, bright, white, and it's a great look to the golf course.
Well, Tom, I don't know about down here in South Carolina, but usually up north, especially if you have old parkland courses, people are taking out trees, making things a little playable, sometimes just using it to add yardage because of the people wanting to have tournaments and how far people hit the golf ball these days. Did you take out any trees? Did you add any yardage?
No, distances and trees will remain the same out there. Like the greens, they did widen the fairways back to the original size. The whole concept was that the name was Grand Dunes. So it was really designed, it was grand, you know, grand bunkers, grand greens, grand fairways. So they did actually expand the fairways back to the original size, which gives you more room to go out there. Now we are going to continue to work on the golf course to maintain it, make sure we trim up our trees. We have a lot of live oaks. If you're not from the south, live oaks can creep, they can keep going further out, and they can get into your rough. So we're going to maintain the quality of the golf course and keep working on it. But and the length was already pretty long. You know, it's close to the tips, 8,000 yards. So distance, I think we were good on the distance here.
Well, you got plenty of yardage for any of the young bombers, and also any tournaments you might have, especially college or any qualifiers and things like that. So also out on the golf course, it seems like it's playing a little faster and a little firmer than maybe before. Did you do some things drainage-wise to really get the golf ball running when it, especially when it comes over some of the slopes that you have out there in the fairways?
Not this year. Nothing was done on the fairway bunkers, but it's always been a very well-draining golf course. When it was designed, you know, not every hole has a cart path. So you need to be very well drained if you don't have cart paths out there to handle all of it out there. And you're right, with the speed slopes out there, it's important to be able to get that roll, because a lot of the holes are designed to where if you get the ball so far out there, you're going to hit those slopes and be able to carry another 20 or 30 yards. So instead of hitting a 4-iron to the green, you might only have like a 7-iron into the green. So with that, they do a great job out there just maintaining it and making sure that it's playable and as dry as possible.
Well, Tom, some courses will say they have a signature hole. Sometimes places say we have 18 signature holes. But when you look at the golf course, is there any hole in particular at this point that, let's just say, it generates a lot of conversation from the customers?
There's two of them. 14 is our signature hole. It's par 3 that hugs the waterway. It's beautiful. You have to go over carry some water, and yet you really have to hit a great shot to get in there if you want to go close for it. Another one that I think gets a lot of it is number 8. It's another par 3. The green bumps up to the waterway, but it's a very thin, very shallow green. So when you look at it, it's very intimidating. And you see the waterway in the background. I think that's the one where people look at it and realize, like, oh, I have to have my A game on this shot. Otherwise, I'll be either looking for my ball in the water or have a tough chip shot.
Well, there is some interesting tee box options out there on the par 3 14th hole. And do you have a par 5 that sets up maybe for the little bit of the longer hitters? I know that a lot of people are always hoping that one of the par 5s plays to a point where maybe they can get home in 2.
Yeah, that would definitely be 13. Like I talked about with the speed slot, if you can hit a good drive, you can roll it down the hill, now you're looking at, you know, 180 yards, 200 yards in, at least give you a chance to get up there and try to get up close to the green. If you're a real big hitter, you can even get a little bit further than that and leave yourself almost just kind of a mid-iron, long iron into it. Depends how long of a hitter you are. I've not had a chance to do that yet. You know, I'm more in the 200 yards trying to, you know, get my 4-iron up to the green.
Well, I know that the courses up north would be extremely jealous of all of you down here who can turn around a restoration and put this much work into it and get it done in 4 or 5 months. The golf course looks great. And I know we touched on it a little bit, but boy, this clubhouse is really different. It looks like you got not just a bigger grill, but a bigger pro shop, more space. We're in a room right now for small groups, and it just seems like you can do so much more both inside and outside with the clubhouse.
They're really focused on the clubhouse and bringing it up to what the standard we want for Myrtle Beach, and to be like a high-end golf course in Myrtle Beach. And the staff here has done a great job. You know, we went from, you know, hey, come on in and have a hamburger afterwards, to come on in and have a great lunch menu, great dinner menu to come in here, small plate happy hour. And the staff has done an unbelievable job, whether it's catering to golfers or to even have functions like a charcuterie class, you know, come in and have a wine and art class. It gives us the flexibility to just open up our door, just not to golfers, but to locals or local businesses that want to come in here, see the facility, eat here, have a meeting in here, or just after you run a golf, just have a great beer. And the pro shop too, they expanded it. They made it much more open. You know, it was kind of like that old dark mahogany wood. You walk in there and it looked good, but it wasn't what we were looking for. So we opened it up, painted it, all new fixtures, all new flooring, all new lighting. And everyone who comes in now says, wow, this place is bright now. I can see stuff. You know, and we're really bringing amazing merchandise in here just to display the shop and get some new merchandisers in here to really.
I know a lot of people up north, they like to come down here for these golf trips and bounce up and down Myrtle Beach and play several golf courses. But if you're coming down from this time of year, especially when it's been cold, it's been snowy, and you haven't hit a golf ball for a while, somebody needs a little tune-up, I assume that you and your staff are available for some quick lessons.
We are. Dale Ticola is our head teaching pro out here. He has his own section out here. He has two hitting bays. He's fantastic at it. Myself, I'm not the biggest golf instructor out there. I can help out. I'm really big with junior golfers. You know, I am the PGA Reach person for the Grand Strand area, so I'm really big in the PGA Hope and the PGA Junior League. Like, I coach the PGA Junior League. So I can work with juniors. Adults, I will be more, I might mess up your game more than I actually might help it, but I'm here to help out in any way and make someone's golf round as enjoyable.
I know that there's a lot of golf courses in Myrtle Beach, so to make it real easy for someone to book a tee time and get out and see this wonderful golf course that just looks so great after the renovation work, what's the easiest way to do that?
You can just call us directly at the pro shop if you want, which is 843-315-0333. You know, that really helps out and make it easier to get in.
Tom Van Hoogen, head golf professional here at Grand Dunes in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Thanks for joining us here at Golfers on Golf.